Happy Easter.
We
were going to have an infant dedication this morning.
不必了，谢谢谢谢。
Joanna is settling down, and so we'll do it after the service, after the message. But we also want to try and end on time, because if there are any young people who want to go on the Easter egg hunt, we have to be out of here by 11:10. 所以如果有人要参加那个去找那个红祭坛的话，要11:10就出去。如果没有年轻的人，老人家也可以去。OK，也许我自己要去。OK，我们再一次来祷告。 Let's pray. Father, we pray that even though Easter comes every year, just as Thanksgiving and Christmas, and just as we celebrate the Lord's Supper every month, we pray that we will not be numb to
it.亲爱的天父, 因为复活节每年都有, 圣诞节, 感恩节, 还有我们在守圣餐的时候, 每一个月最少一次, 我们都有守圣餐, 但是帮助我们, 虽然常常做的事, 我们不会变成 不看重或者有点麻木了，不感觉到。
Father, we pray that you will open our hearts once more, that we will receive this message as if we are hearing it for the first time.
天父，我们求你，虽然我们常常听过这一段经文，今天让我们好像头一次的听见。
Please speak to us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning on the way to church, I was listening to Pandora. 今天在车上我来的时候就听那个Pandora的一个音乐, 他们有一个choir叫做 St. John's Cathedral Choir, 他们有一个四班里面是纽约很大的一个教会的choir, 听到一首歌叫做 I Am God's Child, 一首歌叫做我是神的儿女。我听了就很感动，就差一点要掉眼泪了。 I was very touched by the song. And Easter morning is supposed to be a very happy time. 复活节是应该很快乐，但是因为听见那首诗歌呢，真的有感动我的心，因为我们都知道我们不配，我们真的不配神的爱。 I was very touched by the song because I feel that even though Easter is such a happy time of celebration, are we worthy? We are not worthy except for Jesus Christ. 我们真的不配，除了有主耶稣在我们的心中。 So, the verses that I chose for this morning, you can talk for a long, long time about it. 今天的经文从这个约翰福音20章有很多很多话可以讲的。 For example, I was asking myself, why did Mary see the angels but John and Peter did not?
比方我想到为什么玛利亚进去看就看见两个天使，但是约翰跟彼得进去就没有看见天使。
And also, why did Jesus say to Mary, don't hold on to me? But later on, Jesus tells Thomas, go ahead, touch me.
所以有很多这种的题目我们都可以思想的，为什么主耶稣告诉玛利亚不要抓住我，但是过了一阵子他就跟多马说，你摸我的，你才知道。
So there are many, many amazing things in the Bible if we spend time to think about it.
有非常多很多特别的，在圣经里面我们慢慢思想，可以学到很多。
But this morning, I want to pick out two things about these verses. 今天我只是要两个主要的来分享从这些经文。一个是讲到他们怎么样思想, one is to talk about how they look and how they understand. 一个是讲到他们怎么样看,怎么能够明白。因为刚才你有看见那个经文说,他们还不明白。 Because just now we read in the verse, they say, they still do not understand. So we cannot fully understand and still have faith.
所以我们可以不是完全了解，但是还是能够有信心。今天我用这个题目，
No one understood,
没有人理解，真正的能够理解神的救恩是不容易。To
truly understand the mercy of God and the grace of God, I don't think any one of us can claim to know it completely.
没有人可以真正的明白，但是我们可以看见他们，因为他们有思想，他们最后真的有改变。
But we can see how their lives were changed because when they had faith, even if they did not fully understand, they were willing to die for what they believe in.
他们愿意为他们的信仰来舍命。
In those early days, many of them made up stories about the resurrection.
在那个时候有很多人说有门徒来偷了主耶稣的身体，让他们觉得他复活。 They have all kinds of funny theories, but I will show you how it cannot be because of the way the Bible recorded it. 有很多人说他们也许把他的身体藏起来，让人家觉得他是有复活，但是找不到。但是我要告诉你，我们从这个经文里面看见呢，除非是事实，他们不会这样记录。But what you can tell from the way that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John recorded the resurrection, you will know that it is historical fact by the way they wrote it. 他们这样写，我们就知道这个真的是一个历史有肯定，我们可以相信的。So to begin with, let's talk about FDR and what he said to General MacArthur. 那个总统 Roosevelt 总统，在1942年就下命令叫那个 General MacArthur 要离开菲律宾。He said you have to leave because the Japanese are winning the war there. 因为日本人要得胜了，叫他先出去准备再回来。所以历史上有一个很有名的一句话 ，MacArthur 讲过很多次。So when they, yes, Clarence knows. Everybody knows because it's recorded. He kept saying it over and over again until he finally came back. When he left, he said, "I came out of Bataan and I shall return." 他是在半夜黑暗中坐了一个小船350里来逃避那些日本人，但是他回来的时候非常 get ready 来准备了。他们在这里说呢 ，The return of MacArthur, he was so well prepared, he knew what the Japanese had for breakfast. 他说他准备的这么厉害，他回来打那些日本人的时候，他连那天他们早上吃了什么他都知道。So he came back well prepared and he won. 他回来了，他就得胜了。But he also said.I came back a little too late because only one third of the soldiers he left behind survived. 但是他没有够早回到来菲律宾，因为剩下三分之一的他留下来的美国人才活的，三分之二已经死了。So only God's timing when he comes back. The first time Jesus came, perfect timing. 头一次主耶稣来到世上的是完美的时间。And when Jesus comes back again, it will also be perfect timing. 主耶稣以后第二次回到来也会是完全适当的完美的时间。Only nobody knows. 只是没有人知道。Another very famous person who says that he can escape from anything is Harry Houdini. 还有一个人在美国很有名的，他说呢，没有东西可以捆绑他。He said that nothing on earth can hold me a prisoner. 没有任何的，他绑了很多手链，他颠倒的进去一个水的地方，关了门，他都可以跳出来。So he can escape from anything. So he says, even death will not hold me. 死亡都不能捆绑我，我从死亡都会回来。His wife actually believed him, and every Halloween they had a séance and they held hands, waiting for Harry Houdini to come back.他的妻子这么爱他，相信他说他从死亡都可以回来，所以每年在那个小鬼节，是不是叫做 Halloween， 他们就有那个 séance， 就是他们那些信那些邪教的就抓住手来 闭眼睛，就跟那些邪灵要求他回来。 So they did this for 10 years until the final year, the 10th year, the wife says, I give up, Harry's never coming back. 所以最后他说我不再做了， Harry 不会回来，都不可能了，等了十年。When our Lord Jesus was born, it was perfect. 主耶稣来的时候是非常的完美的时间，甚至到有人在神学院说呢，上帝在那个时候给主耶稣来，是因为他们在记录新约的时候是用希腊文。Somebody even said that God's timing is so perfect that when he sent his son into the world, the Greek language was the lingua franca.那个希腊文是全世界的人好像今天的英文，很多很多人都会讲的。 And what is special about Greek is it has many many more tenses than English. 希腊文的特别的地方呢，他们分析的非常的仔细，有30个字代表一个意思的。 They have many many words to represent one or two meanings, so that they really split hairs on how they define words. 他们非常清楚，所以上帝给新约是用希腊文写呢，就好像法文的 legal language， 法国的法文呢用来写法律呢是非常没有的变的，比较难辩论的。So French is harder to find loopholes because it's a very precise language, just like Greek. 所以上帝的时间真的是非常非常的完美。 We have to know that God's timing is so perfect and he chooses everything at the right time. So there's no point in people guessing when Jesus is coming back.
很多人今天都还是喜欢讲主耶稣几时回来，猜来猜去。我觉得主耶稣讲得很清楚，只有父知道，他在地上的时候他自己都不知道。
Jesus says no one knows except God, and yet people love playing games. Even when Notre Dame burned down, they start having theories about how, oh, God is punishing the French and all that. Who knows?
Right? 很多人就是看见这些，好像那个法国的那个大教会被烧下来，他们就有很多的辩论或者 theory， 怎么讲，学说上帝在做什么，没有人可以猜上帝在做什么。
No one can guess. So I really believe that at that time, nobody understood.
在那个时候真的是没有人理解主耶稣说的话。马太福音28:17 Matthew 28:17
When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
讲得很清楚，对不对？他们在敬拜主耶稣的时候看见他了，已经复活了，还有人最后还是有怀疑的心。怀疑不代表没有信心。
Doubt doesn't mean that you lack faith. Doubt is having two minds. You're not quite sure yet.
Doubt 是从 double 这个字一样的，所以 doubt 这个怀疑，只是因为你有两个思想，你不太清楚，但是你还可以相信。
So if they said that the disciples made up the stories about the resurrection, this will show you that it's not made up.
如果有人说他们是制造故事来代表主耶稣真的有活了、有死了、有复活呢？这种的代表、这种的记录呢，就是真实的才会讲。如果假的呢，他们不会讲这些不好听的话
，right? If it's fake, if they made it up, they won't say something that would embarrass themselves. That they still doubted.
他们还有这个怀疑。
So.The purpose was to find out if it's true that Christ is alive.
他们的目的呢，有这个怀疑是因为他们真正的想知道，好像多嘛，他叫做多疑的，对不对？多的怀疑啊。我以为，我问崔霞那个多疑怎么讲，我以为他是多余的 ，is extra， 是多疑多怀疑。
So the reason that Thomas doubted was because he wanted to know. It's not that he doesn't want to know. That's the difference between a cynic and a skeptic.
这两个字，一个 cynical， 一个 skeptic， 不同样的。cynic 的人就是你给他看见真理，他都不接受 ；skeptic 是要看见真理，他会接受。多马是 skeptic， 他不是因为的心硬，他不愿意，他需要一些证明，他要摸到，但是最后他不敢摸，而且他是头一个说我的主，我的神，头一个在心就这样讲。
So faith is believing what we do not see.And the reward of faith is seeing what we believe.
Augustine 是这样讲，哦，信心是相信我们没有看到的，信心的回报就是看到我们所相信的。
This is a beautiful thought. If you believe, God will show you more. Paul wrote to the Corinthians less than 20 years after Jesus' resurrection.
保罗写那个书信给哥林多教会的时候是少过20年主耶稣复活之后写的。
So when he wrote, there were many people still alive who saw Jesus.
所以他写的时候呢，还有很多人当时还活的已经看见主耶稣了。他们知道他有钉十字架，他有复活。
So when you see the Bible record, it isn't written in a way that tries to convince people.
你在看那个福音，四个福音书呢，他们的写法不是好像要说服，要来 convince 你说他有啊，他有一直来，他不是，他讲得很平常，因为大家都看过。如果他们，如果保罗写的跟那四个传道书里面写的呢，福音书呢，是假的呢，肯定会那些还活的人说，没有看见，你讲的是废话。
So the way they wrote it proves that it is historical because they assume that people have seen it and nobody would deny it. But even then, the Greek philosophers were making fun of the Christians.
但是当时已经有好多的希腊的伟大的所谓的叫做这些哲学家已经写书来逼迫基督教。头一个是 Celsus， 他的名字是 Celsus。他怎么说？他说 ，Justice obliges us to recognize that there are honest people among the Christians. 在基督徒里面，基督教都有honest 是怎么讲？诚 honest 哈，正经
who are not completely deprived of light, 他们不是完全在黑暗中里面的, or lacking in wisdom to overcome difficulties through allegories. 就是他们因为要突破他们的黑暗的难处, 他们就用很多 allegory, 就是代表的, 不是真的哦, allegorical 就是只是一个代表的。 It is to these to whom this book is properly addressed, because if they are honest, sincere, and enlightened, they will hear the voice of reason and truth, as I hope. 它是叫做 On the True Doctrine, A Discourse Against the Christians, 头一个、非常有名的 Celsus, 他就来逼迫基督教说这些人是没有学问、迷信，特别他 attack 的是、摩多拉的玛利亚。The one he attacked the harshest and the hardest was Mary of Magdalene. He says, she's a woman, a hysterical woman. Who can listen to a woman? 他说谁可以听一个姐妹，因为当时 的女人是、不被看起的，没有地位的。所以他说这些人要相信一个玛利亚说她看见耶稣，怎么样可能？ So he uses to attack them. But what is funny is these people who attack others for being superstitious, they themselves were the height of superstition. 他们自己是最迷信的，他们有几百个假神，他们有十二个主要的，但是有很多很多都是海底的、天上的、打雷的、下雨的、种草的、种花的，什么神都有。他们还可以笑基督教。They can make fun of Christians for their superstition, but the gods they have, the pantheon of gods they had, without number.12 major ones and hundreds of others. And still they make fun that the Christians were superstitious and uneducated. So they don't have a leg to stand on. 他们真的没有什么理由可以看不起，因为等一下你看见有一两个经文非常清楚让我们看见，基督徒呢是很追求用心的来明白的。虽然开始不明白，不理解，但是最后相信的时候，整个生命的改变。每一个门徒都是被舍命的死的，除了约翰以外。All the disciples were changed completely so that they gave their lives for God, for Jesus, for the gospel, one except for John. But even John, something special according to legend happened to him. 但是约翰也是有个特别的情况。They tried to put him in a pot of boiling oil to kill him.他们要把它放在一个烧的热的油，把它好像炸油条这样把它放进去，但是上帝就救他出来没有死。 John, according to the legend, was put into a hot oil, but he survived and he came back out. Then they sent him to Patmos. 他们就把他送到去那个岛里面，他就写启示录，最后他出来才死的。 He came out and died of old age. So all of them changed their lives dramatically. Nobody would die for a lie.很多人好像他们的不会为了一个谎话自己编出来的故事来舍命的，最后最少会有一两个人说，哎呀，我不相信了，因为是假的嘛。 要被杀的时候， In the end, someone would break down under torture, but none of them did, and all of them died, the 12 disciples, for God. So they did not understand, but they wanted to. They still did not understand from the scripture.So if they made up the story, they wouldn't put this in. 如果他们是照这个故事出来，这个是不好听、很不好意思的话。他们还不明白，看了主耶稣三年，跟他讲了这么多就业的预言，他们还不知道。They still did not understand, but they were not hysterical. 他们不是这个 hysterical, 不会讲，他们这不是有问题思想的人、哦、Yeah.But these words in today's Bible verses will show us that they were serious seekers. 今天看这几个经文就看见他们多激烈的来寻求真理来明白。头一个是从第一节跟第五节。The first one you will see in verses 1 and 5 that we read just now. Saw and looked. The Greek word is blepo. Blepo is just normal seeing, normal looking. 是一个正常的看。Oh, 那两个看，一个是 saw， 一个是 look。 但是下一节呢，还是有同样的字，但是希腊文就不一样了，就是第六节跟十二节。 In verses 6 and 12, the saw and the saw have a different Greek word. It's theroeo. It's the word theory that comes from that word. 这个字呢，在希腊文是我们现在讲的 theory， 就是学说出来的，就是他们慢慢的来 observe， 慢慢的来思考，来看 deep observation， 深刻的。所以他们来看的时候，不是随便看，有思想的看，看在思想到底是怎么一回事。虽然不理解，但是有很 sincere 的，真正的有心要明白的。第三个字，英文跟中文还是看的，但是是 oida。Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. Oida 就是 discern， 能够分辨的 ；to discover， 能够发现的。所以这三个字呢，虽然英文、中文都是用看、看、看，但是在希腊文里面，神用呢，就给我们清楚知道。他们的看法是非常的 serious， 非常的用心来发现，来能够 discern， 来能够分辨。And then 第四个是一个字来的，就是玛利亚那个第十一节 ，Mary bent over to look。Bent over to look 是一个字，是 paracupto。Paracupto 就是因为你要蹲下去仔细的来研究看。所以你看这几个经文。每一个英文都说 I saw, I look， but 希腊文神用的给那些给约翰写的就不一样，就代表什么？有真心的去寻求。我们今天在复活节应该提醒自己，我们的心是不是真正的要更多明白神说的话，对我们的生命有什么改变，不是老样子。所以今天开车来的时候我真的感动，我觉得神的爱真的是伟大，虽然我们接触不到这种的爱，我们不明白，但是最少听那些歌的时候你会感受到神的同在，你会有这个感受，你觉得看法就不一样。 So the way you see and the way you look will be impacted by what God puts in our hearts， 在我们的心里面。The different words they use really show a true desire and a sincerity。神用这些来描述让我们看见。 But it's very clear that Mary did not expect, she did not understand. 玛利亚没有以为她会看见复活的主，对不对？因为她问的话是什么？你把她的身体拿去哪里？ What did she ask? Where did you take his body? She did not expect, even though she's heard him say, I will come back. They did not understand. So I don't think it's any stretch of the imagination that I said no one understood. 我不是太夸张的说，那个时候他们真的是没有人理解，是一步一步，要思考，要慢慢思想。信徒不是把我们的头脑进来的时候就放在外面。A Christian doesn't check their brains on the outside before they come in and say, I have to put my rational mind outside, then I can accept Jesus. 不是这样。Christianity is a very reasonable faith. It comes through thinking. But other religions are much more superstitious. 很多别的宗教呢，更多的迷信。好像在 Myanmar, 他们有这个建筑为了什么呢？来摆 Buddha 几根头发。They build this pagoda just to keep a couple of hairs of the Buddha. 来拜他的头发, just to pray over his hair. And then,In India, they have this shrine to keep Buddha's ashes. 在印度，他们就盖了这个来，为什么？来放Buddha 的骨灰。那你想一想，如果有人在以色列找到耶稣的骨灰，我们就完了。So if they ever found Jesus' ashes in Israel, we may as well not come to church because we're supposed to believe in a living Savior. 我们相信的是一个活的主啊。我们不会把他的任何 的留下来的头发啊骨灰什么来放在一个地方来拜，因为这个不是我们的宗教，这个不是我们的信仰。 Because this is not our faith, this is not our religion. Imagine if they found that, it would be the end. It would be as Jesus says, it is finished. 如果有人找到那个骨灰，就好像主耶稣在十字架说，真的是完了，不是他成了，是完了，是没有了，我完了。1 Corinthians 15:14, as I told you, 1 Corinthians 15 was written only 20 years after Jesus' death. 哥林多前书第十五章，整本书都是二十年以内保罗就写的。主耶稣复活之后，还有很多人看见，所以他讲什么呢？ And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless. There's no faith. 不需要讲了，如果主耶稣没有真正的复活，我相信这里的人都知道有复活，但是我们从哪个地方看得清楚？圣经给我们看见很清楚，而且有圣灵的感动我们。Really, the Bible makes it very clear that Jesus resurrected and the Holy Spirit works in our hearts to tell us so that when you hear a beautiful hymn or when you sing together or when you come to church and worship, the Holy Spirit in our hearts will do the work. 圣灵在我们心中会做这个工作。That's why we believe that even though Joanna is so young and she doesn't understand what it means to come up here, 所以虽然 Joanna 这么小，带她上来奉献什么意思？要叫她在神的手中 ，put her in God's hands, because there's nothing more powerful than prayer. 没有一个更伟大的事情，除了我们的母亲、父亲为我们祷告。I fully believe that I'm here today because my parents prayed for me. 我真的相信今天我能够在这里，因为我的父母没有停止为我祷告。God listens to the prayers of your parents. You better hope that they'll pray something good for you.神会听父母的祷告，所以希望父母为你们祷告是为你们的好处的。 Because the prayer of a parent is honored by God because it is out of love. 因为父母是为了爱来为孩子祷告，非常的重要。 The resurrection is historical fact because of many proofs. 这个复活虽然我们这样说，你要知道真正在历史上有记录是真的，有很多证明。Mary being the first to see is already proof of that. 玛利亚成为头一个看见已经是一个很好的证明。Because if they made it up, 如果他们是编造故事的话，他们不会用玛利亚。They will not use Mary because she is a mental patient. 她是有精神病的。主耶稣是把七个鬼把她赶出来的。Jesus drove seven demons out of her. She's a demoniac. She's a mental patient. And seven doesn't mean seven. Seven is a whole number. It could be many more than seven. 七个只是在圣经里面说一个完整的号码，不代表有七个鬼，也许更多的鬼。那如果他们要造一个故事，他们不会用这种人来代表，看见头一个看见主耶稣。They would never, if it was a made-up story about the resurrection, that they would use someone like Mary Magdalene to be the first messenger.And so in those days, the times were misogynistic. They looked down on women. 在那个时代是看不起女人的，但是圣经不一样。But God's word is different. God honors the downtrodden. 神是看重那些别人看不起的。所以玛利亚就变成头一个看见主耶稣。彼得跟约翰也在那边，但是主耶稣没有给他们看见。John and Peter were there. Jesus could have revealed himself to them as well, but he did not. They left. 他们回去了。所以主耶稣没有给他们看见。But their faith did become stronger because they did not make up the story. They believed even if they did not understand. 他们相信虽然没有完全理解，所以他们的生命被改变。基督教是一个有理由 reasonable， 不知道怎么讲 reasonable， 这是合理的，能够思想的。It's a reasonable faith because if our faith is not reasonable, then it will not last through life's ups and downs. 如果我们的信心不是真正的建立在一个真的活的神呢，你的信心有问题来呢，不会帮助到你的。Sometimes there are some old Christians like myself, 有时候有些比较老的基督徒 we think like we've already read everything, we know everything. 我们觉得我们已经看见很多，已经明白很多，甚至到有一些老的基督徒说，我太老了，我不会再学什么了。Even some old Christians have said, I'm so old, I won't learn anything new from the Bible. That is a lie. 那可以是谎话。不可能的，每一个人在这里有读圣经的，那天晚上那个门弟兄才跟我这样说。他说看的时候非常感动，但是就有时候就会忽略看。 We are very inspired when we read, but it's so easy to lose the habit of reading to hear God's word. It is so common to do that. But our faith is reasonable and it comes from rational reading. 我们的信心，我们的信仰是要按照我们怎么样看，怎么样思考，怎么样分辨，怎么样发现，那才是重要，有圣灵的感动。Remember the special way that Jesus revealed himself to Mary. 你看见主耶稣怎么样这么特别的来 快速一点。OK， 怎么样来显露给玛利亚看？他没有说 "It's me"， 你看，有时候主耶稣有跟别人说："这个就是我啊，你看的就是救主，就是弥赛亚。"他跟那个撒玛利的女人在那个井。He told the woman at the well, "It is me, the one you are speaking to is the one who gives you living water." But with Mary, he did not do that. 但是对玛利亚，他没有这样做。He only spoke her name， 很特别的，他只是讲他的名字。你跟刚才看见玛利亚。And he asked her questions. Why are you crying? 他就问他问题。A good counselor always asks questions more than giving answers. 一个好的辅导不会给很多答案的，他会问问题让你思想到。So you own the answers that God gives you. 所以你得到的那个答案是从心里面出来，就是你的，不是你的 counselor 说你应该这样这样这样。So it's not because the counselor says you do this, you do that. The counselor loves you by calling your name.那个辅导的，那个爱你的，只是讲你的名字，你就知道他的心里面。You know, whenever somebody says your name, even if you don't recognize the voice, you will pay attention, right? 有人讲到你的名字的时候，虽然你不认得那个声音，你马上会注意，对不对？这里有两个 Michael, we have two Michaels here. If somebody is saying hello to Michael and I hear the name, I'll think they're saying hello to me, 对不对？有人如果跟 Michael 说，哎 ，Michael 你好，我一定觉得他可能是对我说话，因为一听见你的名字不一样。As soon as you hear your name, that's what Jesus did. Mary, and she ran over there. It's touching. It's touching. She thought he was the gardener. 她以为他是在园里面做事的人。一讲他的名字就不一样了。一听见他的名字，他说的声音都不一样。The way she said her name was probably only the way Jesus can say it. So...Another proof that the resurrection was not fabricated. 还有另外的一个今天短短的跟你们分享，就是让我们知道呢，这个复活呢不是他们造出来的故事，就是这个 Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. They took the body of Christ. 他们把主耶稣的身体拿下来，埋葬在那个 Joseph 的坟墓里面。约翰福音19:38 Later Joseph of Arimathea.Asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. Joseph of Arimathea 是那个 Sanhedrin, 就是他们的high court, 犹太人的那个法庭，他们是审判主耶稣，要他死的，所以他怕犹太人会恨他，所以他做的是秘密的，他跟随主耶稣，他爱主耶稣。结果有这个 legend 说他去到英国 So there's a legend that Joseph of Arimathea was the first to bring Christianity to England. But it's legend, we don't know. 所以他的特别的地方什么呢？如果他们是照这个故事说主耶稣复活呢，他们不会用这种人来做好事的。They will not use someone like Joseph to do a good deed and honor Jesus because he belonged to the council that condemned Jesus.因为他是归于那个大法庭的来控告来审判主耶稣，所以这就代表呢，他们写的是按照真理，按照历史。So what they wrote was according to truth, according to history, according to reality. It is important because it means people know where Jesus was buried. 也是一个重点，因为他们知道是他的坟墓。他是有钱人有地位的，他们当然可以去看那个坟墓是不是空的，有没有复活， they can verify。 所以这个就给我们看见他们能够肯定的是一个真理的。Crucifixion is a very painful death. 我们大家都知道，钉十字架是非常痛苦，有很多字中文我都不会说。There are so many words in Chinese I cannot even say. They can die of heart failure, 心脏会停 hypoglycemic shock, 就是糖血糖有问题颠倒或者怎么 acidosis, too much carbon dioxide, 太多 carbon dioxide 怎么讲那个 OK, 你们知道这样太多那个不是氧气那个 carbon dioxide 在血管里面也会死的 and then infection, 会感染因为他们鞭打的时候会流很多血，他们用那些钉进去呢，会感染，会 infection， 会死的。但是最痛苦呢是不能够呼吸， The worst and most painful death is because they cannot breathe. Because when you are hanging from your arms, there is so much weight on your body, you cannot inhale.
因为你在挂在十字架的时候，这么重，你不能呼吸。
所以他们要用手拉，但是手有钉子的，拉的时候会痛的。 有时候那个脚他们放一个小的step给他们站在那边， 所以那个脚可以推上来，但是你推了几个小时你就没有力气了，最后死呢是因为不能呼吸死的。
So the death is from suffocation because you can no longer pull yourself up or use your legs to push up. And so that is why they wanted to break the legs at the end of the crucifixion.
所以有时候他们把那个脚打断， 差一点要打断主耶稣的脚，但是他已经过世了，他已经灵魂已经被神接去了。他打那个腿，他就不能再推上来，就不能呼吸，就马上死了。
So it's a very, very painful death. And if you think of what Jesus suffered, it is unthinkable. And if you think of the mother seeing her son dying that way,
当你看见那个母亲这样看见主耶稣，我们好好的想呢，我们的痛苦算什么？
Our pain and suffering is very small compared to what Jesus is willing to do for us.
那我又想到主耶稣有一个很特别的地方，他从来不会用同样的比喻讲三次。
Jesus never told the same illustration or parable three times in a row in the Bible except for one time.
你们都知道他讲哪一个，对不对？ 那三个就是那个
the lost coin and the lost sheep and the prodigal son.
主耶稣连续讲这三个，都是讲到我们多宝贝在神的眼目里面，那个铜板不见了，那个羊迷失了，那个浪子回头。So
we know that Jesus has that great love for us because he only told this story three times once the whole time he was there.
他整个时间在世界上只是讲了这三个，是连续讲同样的信息来提醒我们他的大爱。
So, I want to end now by telling you what it means when Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
最后结束的时候，我要大家一起看，快快的，路加福音第23章。
Father, forgive them.
我要问大家，主耶稣叫上帝饶恕他们，是因为他们真的不知道他们做什么吗？
Is it because really due to their ignorance? Because if that's true, then the English word ignorance is bliss is true.
如果这个是真的呢，就不知道事情更好，不是吗？不知道就被赦免。主耶稣肯定不是讲这个意思，因为你要悔改才得到赦免。
We have to repent in order to be forgiven. So what is Jesus saying? I will quickly show you that ignorance is not the reason.
因为他们无知的不是原因来得到赦免。因为如果是这样的话呢，主耶稣就跟圣经讲的话有冲突了。
因为在使徒行传说, now brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance.
你不知道哦,
as did your leaders, but this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Christ would suffer. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out.
你的罪得赦免是如果你悔改。所以不知道没有悔改也不得到赦免。所以主耶稣在十字架讲的是什么意思？ 当然他会赦免，但是最重要的意思，他给我们机会悔改。The
most important thing to remember, I want to share with you in studying these words, is Jesus is giving them time to repent. He's asking God, wait, forgive them, wait, do not kill them now. Repentance without forgiveness, forgiveness without repentance is not forgiveness.
得到赦免没有悔改，不是真正的赦免。
So forgiveness is just like you pay off somebody's debt.
一个赦免就是 I forgive your debt. 我不需要你再还我的债嘛。
那个叫做forgive.
另外的地方呢，也是这样讲。 那个字就是afiemi. Afiemi 有很多的意思。 Afiemi 代表呢， 不要马上给他们祈愿，等候不要审判， 不要立刻的惩罚他们。 这个是那个意思。 所以那个wait 是真正的forgive， 等候。今天是恩典的时代，神在等候我们。罗马书第1章20节就很清楚地说，我们没有借口的，不信主的人 no excuse， 不是说不知道就得到赦免。有可以看见的，思考的， 发现的、检查的，能够知道呢，才会悔改，才得到赦免。所以马太福音十九章也是同样的字，但是英文就不是这样讲了。他们有说 "Forgive the little children," he says, "Let the little children alone."Leave them alone， 不要干扰他们，不要拦阻他们，给他们机会来到我的面前。同样的字，但是不是说 forgive， 所以我们明白呢，上帝的意义很深刻的。他用这些希腊文给我们知道，等候给我们机会，好像浪子回头。为什么那个爸爸天天在等候 ？Why did the father wait every day？Because he is hoping the son will take the opportunity to come home。他是希望我们会悔改回头，所以他讲那个故事，对不对？讲那个比喻。所以 let them come, do not hinder them。还有很多别的地方，还有在主耶稣在钉十字架的也是用那个字。Now leave him alone, let's see if Elijah comes. They didn't say now forgive Jesus。他们用阿非耶米说，你们不要给他下来，看以利亚会不会来救他。同样的字，不同样的意思，也是一个饶恕、等候、忍耐。这个是今天的信息了。先我们仔细的看，仔细的查考，仔细的明白之后呢，就要接受悔改。神在等我们，但是不是等到永远哦？我们有机会就要把握。So the resurrection of Jesus Christ means he is alive and with us today.那个就是最重要的意义，他有复活，今天他与我们同在。 The resurrection of Jesus Christ means that everything he said, every promise he gave, every claim he made is true. 每一个应许，每一个他说会发生的事情都是真的。 When Christ said it is finished, it means he finished his work. 或者主耶稣说成了，就是做完他的工作。英文不是说 I am finished, I am finished 是我完了，他没有这样说，他是成了，不是我完蛋了，对不对？所以我们要记得，他做完，我们还没有做完，我们还是要行去。Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Afia me, 主啊，给他们时间，给他们机会来真正的悔改。结束之前，这个是谁？ Gandhi。 这个是谁？不是，这个是 actor Ben Kingsley， 像不像？他有一天在印度的时候，下车的时候，有一个老姐妹就跪他的面前亲他的脚，说：“你不要，我不是甘地，你为什么亲我的？”那个姐妹怎么说？她这样说 ：“We know that you are not Gandhi, but through you, he will surely live again。”多美，你和我。能不能给人家看见有主耶稣的香味？或者我们是用一种话语、一种态度，人家看不见主耶稣，看不见，闻都闻不到。这个是你和我要思想的，因为甘地不是那个 Ben Kingsley， 但是那个人对说，因为你这么像他，好像甘地还在活的，我们一起来祷告。天父，谢谢你在复活节你给我们这么好的信息，你给孩子能够看见从这几个字，那些门徒跟玛利亚去到坟墓里面，他们用什么的眼光来看。而且主耶稣用那个字在十字架，虽然是充满了神的怜悯和赦免和饶恕，但是在里面也是含蓄，只是一段时间给我们机会。求你提醒我们，我们在复活节的时候知道你是怜悯的神。 Father, we thank you that in this day we can see that the disciples and Mary truly sought after you. They wanted with all their hearts to understand, and their lives were changed. Even if we do not fully understand, faith can grow from doubt to faith. And we pray, Lord, also to know that although you are a forgiving God, you also are a patient God that gives us a chance to repent before we truly receive the forgiveness. 所以天父的天父，今天我们复活节是欢喜快乐的，能够来感谢赞美你。 So we happily and joyfully give you thanks. We pray that you will lead us the rest of our days, that we will come to know Jesus' love more and more. 我们祷告的在前面的道路，我们越来越清楚主耶稣的爱，来改变我们的生命。We pray all of this in Jesus' victorious name. Amen.